From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Harris County commissioners are pushing a proposal for a worksite safety policy that would establish standardized safety practices for construction projects. Commissioner Leslie Briones says construction workers should not be putting themselves in harm's way when they work.
And Harris County is first, i.e. last, in terms of severe heat-related injuries and severe injuries on construction sites. So Harris County Commissioner's Court is taking action because we want to be on the front lines of delivering protection, safety, and opportunity for working families.
Harris County Commissioners will vote on the worksite safety policy today. Fort Bend leaders gathered to celebrate broadband expansion to that county's rural communities. Our Natalie Weber tells us more than 3,000 homes and businesses will soon have access to high-speed internet.
Local leaders this week celebrated the completion of broadband expansion to the small town of Kendleton, which has lacked access to reliable high-speed internet for many years. Precinct 4 County Commissioner Dexter McCoy says when he ran for office, he heard from many residents who struggled with a lack of internet access.
It broke my heart to hear some of the residents talking about how they struggled to get their kids online when they were trying to learn during COVID.
Other rural parts of the county, such as Needville and Simonton, are expected to gain broadband access over the next year. From the Fort Bend County Bureau, I'm Natalie Weber. News 88.7.
After being granted a stay of execution last month, death row inmate Robert Roberson is still facing an obstacle in his effort to receive a new trial. Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies reports.
After Roberson was granted his recent and third stay of execution, the East Texas man's attorneys are seeking an expedited hearing on new evidence that could lead to a new trial. But the Texas Attorney General's office is pushing back in filings, citing state law that requires other steps in the process before the hearing. The state is also arguing that an evidentiary hearing may not be necessary. In 2003, Roberson was convicted of murdering his 2-year-old daughter, Nikki, by violently shaking her. However, recent science has debunked shaken baby syndrome in other cases, including one in Texas. The Smith County judge now overseeing the case is asking for more information from both sides before deciding whether to hold an evidentiary hearing. I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.
And in sports, the Rockets beat the Wizards 135-112 last night. Houston has 7 wins now and 3 losses to start the season. 5 players scored at least 10 points in the game yesterday, including newcomer Kevin Durant, who tallied 23 points. He also had 5 rebounds. Houston is off today, but they will take on the Portland Trail Blazers coming up tomorrow. 63 degrees currently here on the UH campus. We are set up to hit a high around 81 later this afternoon. I'm Matt Harrop, News 88.7.